This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Hello, and welcome to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got one of those, what are those straws that have like the powder with the sugary stuff in it? Anyway, I found one in a restroom floor outside of Akron. Okay, let's not even talk about it. Anyway, thank you for joining me once again. I'm also joined at this very moment by my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Gersbeck. I don't know how it sounds on your, but we decided to embrace technology and see if it could even be done. We speculated it was maybe 20 years off what we're about to attempt, but basically we're in two separate boroughs right now. And we're using Skype technology to record this. A lot of people are probably thinking, Chris, oh, those lazy fuckers.
Yeah. But honestly, it was a little more complicated to do it this way than to just go over to your apartment.
I know, but then this way I don't have to,
clean up.
Clean up and take down all the weird ritualistic lotions that I have on display. I enjoy doing it. I prefer doing it in person, but I thought we should try it to see, we might find ourselves in a position where I'm in Antarctica and you're in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a podcast to do. And Lucy's in Georgia, the country. I don't know.
On her own?
No. With friends. With friends, to be clear. Anyway, we thought we would try it out.
If it sounds like we're in the same room, like once I put it all together, then in the future we don't even have to say we're Skyping it in. We can just pretend that we're in the same room.
Yeah, we edit this part out and be like, oh my gosh, Chris, that I didn't know it was Madras season. You look great. The whole thing. The jacket, the pants.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you got a new haircut too, I think.
Yeah. Right. I was embarrassed about it for a while, and I was wearing one of those giant foam cowboy hats everywhere for like 2 weeks. But you know what they say? The difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut.
A couple weeks.
One night at the Port Authority men's room. No, yes, a couple weeks. I don't know why I always drag it back to the Port Authority men's room. It just holds a place of, I don't know.
Have you ever had a weird experience in the Port Authority men's room? I actually have.
You have? What was that?
I just heard weird grunting and banging on a bathroom stall.
Like sex was happening?
No, like, I guess sex with himself.
Oh, a masturbator.
Yeah.
What's the law on that? You can't masturbate in a public restroom if you're in a stall by yourself? Is it an anything goes situation once the stall door is closed?
It's a good question because that's your privacy. So in theory, you should be able to. But then, that opens up the door to all sorts of horrible things happening.
People marrying their pets. No.
Yeah.
Which I would, by the way, to be clear. If I could marry Lucy, I would. I'm not, just in a platonic way. I don't think I've ever encountered anything really strange in probably the weirdest thing I would say is I used to write on TV shows years ago at VH1, and so they would do a lot. They would interview people there a lot for different shows and whatnot. And in the men's room, like, so you would occasionally run into celebrities, pop culture icons. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, I once washed my hands next to him. Seemed like a great guy.
Oh, wow.
Very down to earth. He wasn't all like, hey, I'm Joey McIntyre washing my hands next to you. He was just like, it was as if it wasn't a big deal at all. Yeah. I saw MC Hammer in the bathroom, also washing his hands, let the record show. And it was during his thug phase.
Oh, like the pumps and a bump.
Yeah, when he was like a thug, the unfortunate thug phase. And so he was in there in thug wear. Oh, I didn't look at me and my phone on. I can't believe it. And then that Lucy's eating a bone. Sweet Lucy. She's a sweet sweetie. She's eating a bone. If you hear those sounds in the background.
Yeah. If you hear cats fighting, those are my pets.
Your yeah. cats. And one day they will all podcast in harmony. That's the hope. And then, so I also was in to be clear, I was in the stall for this last anecdote at VH1. And Sebastian Bach, former singer of Skid Row, came in.
Wow. And how'd you know it was him? Was he singing?
Because he was like, I think he was with, I confirmed that it was him either. I came out or I could see through the cracks that it was him. But it was definitely
like whistling 18 in Life.
He was whistling like definitely like felt like being not in a bad way, but you sort of see like the personality type that sings for is a lead singer in Skid Row or just in general. And he was whistling and like really drawing attention to himself, even though we were, to be fair, the only two people in the restroom at the time, to my knowledge, unless someone was hiding in another stall. But so I found it a little weird, but I was like, I guess like that's what you want, a big personality at the mic.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of guy who's going to walk into a bathroom whistling, making a lot of noise. So I certainly don't fault him for that. I guess I envy his that sort of nature. But
yeah, I used to work in an office that had like the worst bathroom in the world. It was a really busy floor. So it was pretty much impossible. Like, you usually had to wait in line to get into a stall. And
that's horrifying.
Yeah, you don't want to wait in line to get into a stall. That's like the worst thing.
That's like airport shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
By the way, if I got to wait in line to get in a stall, I'm holding it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if it's an emergency, you just, like, kick the door open.
Yeah, and just be like,
get out.
I was once in a situation. I shouldn't tell this story. This is a classy podcast. Or maybe the reason that, you know, we're not at the top of the charts is because we don't tell stories like the one I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's lower the bar or raise the bar, as the case may be. I guess this is sort of a non-story, but well, I'll combine it with a few different stories. Years ago when I was living in Cleveland, I went into, I really had to go to the bathroom, number two, let's be clear.
Mm.
And I ran into, because you know who's always in the stall if you go to a restaurant? Who's always in the stall?
I don't know, one of the waiters?
Yes, someone who works there. Yeah. Always, always, always. That's who's throwing down. I guess it's because if you're at a restaurant, you're maybe that's not where your body is. I don't know. But it's always like someone from the kitchen, a waiter, something, always in the stall and like understandably taking their time because they probably
on their break.
Yeah, and putting it off. So I went in there and I was like, oh, my God, I have such a situation. I almost kicked the stall door open. And I came so close to just shitting in the urinal. I almost did it, but I thought, you know, that's a dicey move. That's
Is there a name for that?
There's got to be a name. Let's get.
Because I know what the upper decker is, but I
everyone
don't know
knows.
What...
Come on, everyone knows the upper decker.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Is there a name for shitting in the urinal? Okay, people. Urban. Oh, it's called a mud monkey.
Mud.
Yes.
That's so grotesque.
At least according to an episode of South Park. It's called the Mud Monkey. I'll take it. Okay.
All right, sorry. So finish your story. So you almost mud monkeyed in the urinal.
I guess. Well, I'm going to look up further. Okay. Not. Yeah. We're going to have to go with mud monkey is all that's coming up, I should say. So anyway, hello, Dad, if you're listening. He's probably proud of me for telling. Anyway, all by way of saying I did not do that.
Good.
Fast forward to a few weeks ago. And this is more of an, I guess, an etiquette question. I was at a birthday party, a friend's birthday, out on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, in the trains, like it was at a VFW hall or something, kind of place like that. So they had like a hard out, like everyone's got to be out of here at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was either leave a little early to catch my train or stay to the end and probably end up like just in this town in Long Island with nothing to do for 40 minutes waiting for the next train. So I chose option one. And so I leave this party, I walk a few blocks to the train, and I'm on the platform when I'm overcome by an urgency, I guess, the medical, I guess it would be called a fecal urgency, the medical community would call it. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, I have not felt this urgency. I usually, because I've literally had my shit together for a while now where I don't find myself in that situation. You know, my lifestyle has become a little more stable.
Yeah.
Years ago, I'd be sprinting all over town.
It takes a while to learn that,
When you realize like, if I eat, if I don't do X, Y, Z, this, this, and I won't find myself. So because for a while I was just doing whatever I want all the time. And when you do that, you find yourself in situations where you're like, oh my God,
it's very unpleasant.
Shit everywhere. I don't get to a bathroom immediately. So anyway, so it's rare. Grown-up Dave rarely finds himself in this situation, right? So I get on the platform. I'm like, oh my gosh, I suddenly have to go to the bathroom really badly. And then it's so much that like I'm looking around the platform. There's no bathroom on the platform. I'm looking at the train, the Long Island Railroad that's coming, not my train, but another train that's already in the station. And I'm like, does this come equipped with a bathroom? And someone told me they did, but it didn't look like it had a bathroom. So I was like, all right, I can't risk getting on the train in this situation, in my condition. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to miss my train. I got to look out for number one here, or number two, no pun intended. And there was fortunately a bar at the bottom of the steps of the train station. So I run in there and do that thing where I'm looking around. Oh, where are my friends? I can't find them. Someone texts me and say they're running late. Oh, that's it. Maybe I'll get a drink. Oh, you know what? I'll go to the... I have this whole thing playing out in my head of what... Because I'm imagining anyone's paying attention to me and wondering what I'm doing. So, and I go to the bathroom. Of course, there's a line and it's locked and all that. But single occupancy. I finally get in, take care of things. And then I have missed my train. And I think, well, I can't go back to the party now because I've already said goodbye to everyone and explained why I'm leaving. And I've left. I told them when my train was leaving. They know there's no reason I would have missed it unless something weird happens. So I'm like, I don't want to go back and be honest about what happened. And I don't want to have to make up a story either. and stick to that.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, I guess I'll just sit in this bar by myself until. And I was going to do that, but then I weirdly, and I don't want to advertise this fact, but I was surprised an Uber from where I was not that bad.
Oh yeah.
I thought it would be like $1 million. It wasn't. It was like $30, $40 maybe.
Yeah, one time I was driving back to New York City from upstate, and the car we were in broke down, and we were like, oh shit, this is gonna cost $1 million. We got an Uber and it was like $25, I think.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, we weren't super far from the city, but still.
Yeah, it's totally it's wild. I didn't know. I thought it was a ton of money. Anyway, nice to know. In the future, when I'm invited to Long Island, I can just be like, hey, yeah, I might just Uber it out there. Uber it. Anyway.
That reminds me of the one time I went to Coachella, which it was in 2004.
So like Coachella's been happening that long?
Yeah, I think that was only like the fourth or fifth year. Like, it wasn't like this huge thing yet. I mean, it was a huge festival, but it wasn't like
Beyonce wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, how long has Beyonce been Beyonce-ing it up? I guess quite a while, right?
Well, she was in Destiny's Child in like the late 90s. So at least 20 years. I don't know when she went solo.
Wow.
Like early 2000s. When we went, the headliners were Radiohead, the Pixies, the Flaming Lips, and the Cure.
That's quite a lineup.
Yeah, it was great.
I think
they would never risk a lineup like that in 2019.
Why wouldn't they risk that?
I don't think that they would sell enough tickets now. Really? I feel like they have to get like these. Like, I heard when the Stone Roses played there, it was like no one was even watching them.
Wow.
Because all the kids there like didn't even know who they were.
I guess because of to my old white guy, I guess, you know, relatively speaking, that lineup sounds pretty hot. But I guess to the kids, that would sound like,
yeah,
if you were to say to me, Foghat, Molly Hatchet, and though I would be at that show too, let me be clear.
Yeah.
We have some breaking news, Chris.
What's that?
I don't know if you saw this already, but this has just come across my desk. Octopus sucks on the vlogger's face and won't let go. This is from the internet. An octopus has given us all a lesson in the dangers of live streaming after it stuck itself to a vlogger's face who was reportedly attempting to eat it alive. In the clip, the woman can be seen shrieking as she desperately tries to pull the animal's tentacles from her skin. The vlogger, known as Seaside Girl Little Seven, shares video of herself on the Chinese short video sharing platform Kuaishou or something. She regularly posts clips of herself tucking into seafood, but this time the seafood in question didn't seem to be... Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to load the video. It's not loading.
But
I could see the screenshot here, and it looks horrific.
Oh, here's the video. She's screaming. I can't tell if she's... She seems to be laughing, but no. I can't believe, imagine being so desperate for attention that you're being attacked by an octopus and you don't leave the frame.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. I say good for the octopus.
Did she put that music underneath it, or is that?
I don't know. It seems that way. I won't eat octopus.
No, me neither.
They're very intelligent. I'm not.
Yeah, they have like huge brains, don't they?
Yeah, they're really smart. You shouldn't, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, not gonna tell anyone what to eat and what not to eat, but don't eat octopus.
She was trying to eat it while it was still alive.
Yeah, anyone who would eat something, I don't know, I can't, you know, we're going down a whole thing, but,
Yeah, there was, a couple years ago, there was like a meme going around where people would put a cob of corn on like a power drill and then, you know, like put it in their mouth, put the corn in their mouth and then hit the drill so that they could just like eat the corn really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then some girl tried to do that and it got caught on her hair and she like ripped a huge chunk of hair out.
I could see that. Yeah. It's, no food stunts. That's what we learn.
Yeah.
From this. Yeah, it'll like rip your scalp out.
Yeah, can I send you? Let me see if I can.
Send me a clip of a woman. I don't want to see the girl ripping her hair
out. Oh, okay.
I'm up for an octopus attack. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to see. If an animal is hurting a human, I'm in.
Right.
If that human is fucking with that animal.
Yeah,
I'm in. But.
Is that what happened to the crocodile hunter?
Basically, I mean, I guess it's left to interpret, you know, opinions vary.
Or
but
Grayson
I
Man.
Think he was like, I think near a stingray and the stingray, it was a freak accident and mm-hmm. it like stabbed him in the heart and he died. So,
yeah.
A negative experience, for all. But if some, I don't want to, you know, someone getting their hair caught, because, you know, I'd probably give that a whirl, no pun intended, the second time I said that, this episode. Yeah, if someone was like, hey Dave, you want to try to eat a bunch of corn real fast? I'd say, well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would love to try that. Let's try that.
We should get Lucy to do that.
No, I don't think she would do it. Eat a bunch of corn real. I don't know if she'd eat corn. Period. She would probably eat corn if it were mixed in with other stuff. Corn on the cob. I can't imagine she would have much interest in. That's just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll find out this summer when corn season hits.
So we made some waves last week.
Huge waves
with our format change.
Yeah, turning this into a show whose title I can't get right, Game of Thrones based podcast. There's a lot of excitement, and now we're kind of held to it because I didn't realize Brooklyn Vegan picked up on the news and wrote about how this is now a Game of Thrones podcast, which is a tremendous amount of pressure because I've still. Over a week later, or whenever, since we recorded the last episode, I've not seen the hit show Game of Thrones.
Yeah, me neither.
I saw it for a second, like here and there, but I've never sat down in front of it.
Yeah, my parents were over a couple weeks ago, and they were watching it in the other room. That's, you know, that's as much as I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
But, yeah, you know... But now that we are hosting a Game of Thrones podcast, we should.
The pressure's on.
Basically. Yeah, maybe try to catch up. They, you know, they asked if they'll, you know, they said we'll see if they actually follow through till the series ends.
Okay, so they doubted our commitment. As well they should have.
I think there's only a couple episodes left too.
Okay.
So maybe we'll keep it going for another couple weeks. I don't know.
Let's see. I received what I believe to be another Game of Thrones based message via my Instagram account, which is also, I should say, a popular place to hit me up.
Yeah, you're on there a lot.
I'm on there. I'm posting. I'm reposting. But it's a place where people hit me up with Game of Thrones questions on occasion. But let's have a look. What did this person say? Okay. Someone in Brazil wrote to me. I believe they're in, because that's Anderson. The end of it is, okay, it's Anderson.xbr on Instagram. And they wrote to me a lengthy message in Portuguese, which I guess I translated, and I can't remember what it said. And then I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. And then this person wrote, King of the Night needs to come back. And is that a Game of Thrones thing?
I think there's a character called the Night King. I think it's what is actually the image that I used for last week's episode.
Oh, okay. So that is a Game of Thrones reference. I thought maybe like they were just like trying to be like, you got to start partying more. Like, come on, King of the Night, get out there.
Did you respond? Or you just said, I don't get it.
I said, where? King of the Night needs to come back. And I said, where?
I wonder, did they kill him off or something? I have no idea.
I don't know, but they didn't follow up. I'm still waiting. Oh, this was just last night they wrote. So there's still time to get back to me on this, I suppose. Let the record show. But yeah, no, I was with some friends yesterday and they were talking about Game of Thrones and they're like, have you been watching it? And I said, I've never watched it. I hope to at one point in my life, maybe.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what about Lord of the Rings? Did you see those movies? And I said, haven't really had a chance. And they said, there's only three of them. And I said, and then I think I just zipped up my pants. I don't know if you heard. I just read Fly West Down. This is the kind of life I'm leading over here.
It's the kind of stuff we can get away with on a Skype episode.
Do you know what it is, though? And this is a risky territory to drift into. And if I can advise the listeners in any way, is that a lot of times when I'm at home alone in my old age, I've started to be like, I don't need to bother zipping or buttoning my pants. I'll just button them at the waist and then they'll be fine. And I just do that because I'm like, they'll hold up. It doesn't matter if I'm exposed in my own home. And then you forget that that's the way you're rolling around your own house. And you step out into the street and your dingle dangles out. So
that happened to a friend of mine in the college dining hall.
His dingle dangles out?
he was carrying a tray of food. And his pants started falling down, and his dick literally fell out.
Oh, wow. What did he do? Just set the food down? And
yeah, we were just laughing our asses off at him until he had a chance to put the tray down.
Wow. That's extreme. That's extreme behavior.
I feel like in 2019, he might have gotten arrested.
Yeah, he would. What I would have done, if I were carrying a tray of food and my dingus came out, I would just lower the tray and drop my donger onto the tray and just in hopes that it would sort of disguise it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you had
so,
a bump.
Like, no one would know. Yeah, I'd be like, do you have a... Speaking of which, if I may just jump around here, to tie it all together, my friend whose birthday party I went to on Long Island, he has a friend who, when they were like in high school, he went to Burger King. And again, this was a different time. You couldn't get away with this sort of thing today. Well, arguably, he didn't get away with it then. But he went up to the counter at, or whatever it's called, at Burger King. And took out his dingus and said, do you have a bun for this? And then he left, presumably laughing all the way home, as you could imagine. And he got home and the police, because it was a small town.
Yeah.
So I think they were like, hey, I know who the guy who is, who whipped his Johnson out and asked for a bun. And so they sent, the police went to his house and were like, did you, you know, do this? And he denied it. Like he was like, mom, his mom was all mad. It's like, why'd you do that? And he goes like, he's like, it's not true. It was just my balls. Like, he's somehow, to his mind, it was a lesser offense if it had just been his balls. And also, how tricky would that be to
just get the balls out?
Yeah. I mean, you would have to, I guess, restrain your... I don't know how you would do it. I guess you could do it. But it would be...
take a lot of work.
Take a lot of work. I... You know, if I may just continue jumping around. Stop me at any point.
No, of course.
Keep this going. Is the puerile episode, I feel like. Maybe we should label it as such. Warning. Dave's lost all... dignity. Uh-huh. But... a few years back, I had my downtown real estate looked at, because you know how, as a male person, mm-hmm. you know they're always telling you make sure you check your testicles, make sure you don't have testicular cancer on your testicles.
Yes.
So you get it in your head, and you're like, oh man, I gotta make sure. Oh, I don't want that. But I also find, you try, just as they would, you know, women are advised to self-inspect their breasts. Mm-hmm. And so but the thing with, I feel like, do you do this with really anything? The testicles more than anything. With the second you think something might be wrong with them, it'll never feel like everything's okay again.
Oh yeah, totally. Like, it happened to me a few years ago.
I think something's wrong. Okay, and then that's all you can think about. So, to my point, I got it in my head and I was like, oh, I better get it checked out just to be safe. And I go, first of all, I go to like a urologist, I guess.
Yeah.
And they ask you your occupation, and I always put writer because I feel like that's the most innocuous thing I could say. Like, of the things that I do, there'll be the least follow up questions. But of course, absolutely. I'm always wrong, and they always ask. And so, I have my pants are dropped in front of this doctor, and he's looking at my information. And my junk is out, and he's like, you're a writer, huh? What sort of stuff do you write? And I said, well, comedy, I guess. And he says, comedy, you and I should talk. There ought to be a TV show about this place.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, that's cool. My balls are out. let's focus on that. And anyway, so he checks me out. And this is the thing. I'm not telling people not to go to the doctor, but... sometimes when you go to the doctor, they find one thing, and then they find another thing, and they're like, well, we better check this, and next you're going on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just wouldn't have been a hypochondriac in the first place...
none of that would have happened, yeah.
You would be out just living your life. So they checked my goods out and did some sort of scan or something, and they're like, oh, there's something. We need to take a closer look. And then they're like, you got to go to this other place. And I made an appointment with this other place. And I go, and that's like across town. I go over there, and you go in, and then it was a woman, and she's doing like some sort of like sonogram on my
yeah.
balls.
I've had this done too. Yeah.
So she's, you know, I get in there, she's like, okay, drop your pants and then hold back your... she must have just pulled back your penis with this towel. I'm guessing is the word she used. So she gave me like some sort of towel. And to my mind, I thought, like, if this is about like dignity, like it's too late. Like I thought her thinking, or the thinking of the office, was that like, oh, they'll be embarrassed to have their dick out, but the balls is fine. I was like, might as well just have it all out. But I did what I was told. But then she was like, ran some scanner. I don't know. They put all this jelly on my goods.
Yeah.
And then ran magic wand over my junk. And then someone was telling me, like, no, they give you the towel because they don't want you to, like, get hard or something, or do anything weird. They're trying to save themselves from your donger.
Wow.
Not mine. It's the universal donger of life.
Interesting, because, like, that situation, like, I remember when I had that done, like, 6 or 7 years ago, because I was freaked out over something. I could not imagine a less sexy situation.
Oh, but you know, some people can make any situation sexy.
Yeah.
If life has taught me anything, it's that. Yeah. So I don't know.
But you're all what good.
I'm good as far as I know. Yeah. Well, you know, I think so. Cause I think then they were like, well, then there's this other thing, and then I was just like, I'm tired of this. So I didn't.
You just stopped going.
I just stopped going because it was like, it was all like 99% sure you're fine, but we always like to be sure. It was like some other thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, it looks totally normal, but if we don't get a closer look, it could be this other thing, and that would be bad. But I was just like, I don't care. I've had a nice life. I've lived long enough. Whatever.
Yeah, I figure most things will just go away anyway. That's my philosophy.
Drink some water, eat your vegetables, hope for the best. I do have a crime blotter locked and loaded.
All right, let's do it.
I don't know if you have it in you.
I do, yeah, absolutely. Last week's was really fun.
This one will blow your mind right out your butthole. There's not a lot of cases. For those... listeners of my goddamn Dave Hill show on WFMU, I used to do a segment called The Crime Blotter. So by popular demand, I'm doing it here on Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. Oh, God. Anyway, so The Crime Blotter is, you know, you can start the music, Chris.
Okay.
The Crime Blotter is wherein we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is to say Cleveland and surrounding, Cleveland, Akron and surrounding towns.
Yeah.
So, okay. These are harrowing.
Last week there was a half missing or half empty bottle of liquor at a steakhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we called them, didn't we? We tried to get some answers.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I feel like, well, these cases are, do we know the steakhouse? We should call them and follow up.
Shinto Steakhouse, I believe.
Let's call them up and follow up on that.
Right. Last time you called and you just said, we know what happened to the missing liquor, and then you hung up. So I wonder if they had a meeting about that.
They're probably Shinto. What's it called? Shinto
Sushi.
House?
I think it was Shinto Sushi and Steak.
Shinto Japanese Steakhouse. It's ringing.
Thank you for calling Shinto and Strongsville. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. I have the wrong number. I'm sorry. I got scared. I freaked out. I realized I didn't block my number.
Oh.
That was still fun in its own way, though.
Yeah.
To sound panicked. But anyway, let's focus on the crimes of this week.
Okay.
The first one, speaking of Strongsville, this is from the Strongsville Police Blotter. So it does, there was a tie-in to the Shinto Steakhouse and Sushi Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Resident warned against blowing pine needles into street. Strongsville, Ohio. Case of debris on road. You could add echo there if you want.
Okay.
To taste. Debris on road, Fox Hollow Drive. On April 27th, a council representative called police about a resident who constantly blows their pine needles into the street. Constantly. An arriving officer talked to the homeowner who said he thought the city's street cleaners would pick up the needles. The man was advised, "That's not how it works." Mm-hmm. Hopefully they said, "That's not how it works, pal." That he was advised, "That's not how it works." He was advised to clean up his own needles. Whoa.
That just seems like common sense, though. Got to clean up your own needles.
I probably would have thought. I don't know. I might have blown them into the street, too, to be honest. But, you know. Good thing I don't have a...
What are you supposed to do? Bag them up and throw them out?
I guess so.
Huh.
I mean, clearly, he was advised to clean up his own needles.
That's not how that works.
It's not how that works, pal. If I have to come over here again, you're a dead man. That seems extreme. Another case in Strongsville. Moving on. This one is the case, and this would definitely require echo, Chris.
Okay.
The case of the unwanted mow. That's M-O-W.
I was hoping it was like someone named Mo.
Well, I'm sure he's out there, the unwanted Mo. This is an unwanted, it sounds like a sexual assault, the unwanted Mo.
Yeah.
Westwood Drive on April 27th, the very same day. Yeah, you got that right. A Westwood Drive resident called police after a landscaper cut half of the resident's backyard without his permission.
Ooh.
The officer left a message with the landscaper to no longer cut the caller's property. cut the caller's property. Okay. The officer also said if they continue, charges will be filed. In the meantime, the officer recommended the caller put signs up along his property line so there's no future confusion. Who wouldn't want a free lawn cutting?
Yeah, I don't get it. Not like he went crazy with the hedges or anything.
No, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because you want to trim your hedges to taste. Lawn, you know, that's generally one, you know. There's less disparity in agreement on what's a good lawn setting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have rolled with it.
Did you have to mow the lawn as a kid?
Yeah, I was kind of really bad with doing chores, though, and I would try to get out of it. And we had, do you know what a Flymo is?
No.
Get Googling.
Flymo?
Chris and listeners, get Googling. Flymo is, it was I don't know if they still make it, but it was basically, it has no wheel. Oh, you can still buy them.
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
You
now.
Could, they hover over the lawn. The blade makes it like hover, and you just whip around and cut your lawn. It has no wheels, and it was just a wild scene having this thing growing up.
Uh-huh.
We would have we had this thing, and it would just whip around cutting. Oh, well, wait, it looks like they've discontinued. I'm at flymo.com. Anyway, we had this weird thing, and it was kind of fun because you kind of like whip it around because mm-hmm. it would hover. And but it didn't do the best job cutting a lawn, I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, there's always a price to pay for the convenience of having a hovering lawnmower.
That's exactly right. And you know, people would always come around and you know, want to check it out because they'd be like, "Oh, there's a floating, there's a hovering lawnmower. I want in." And so, but yes, but my brother usually did. He was always more responsible, so he probably did it more. My dad would do it. I'm just a bad son, basically. But anyway, God, how do we get on this? We're doing the crime blotter,
right?
So that, the lawn cutting. Yeah, I like to cut a nice lawn, though. I haven't done it in some time, though.
It's kind of satisfying in a weird way, right?
Yeah, it's like painting a wall. There's something zen about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what there's not something zen about.
What's that?
We're moving on to Bainbridge Township.
Okay.
Police blotter. Bainbridge. I have a friend. My friend Pat used to live out in Bainbridge. I think. Wait, or did he live? Maybe he didn't. Maybe. No, it's not key to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Man with hospital bracelet and flip-flops runs in and out of traffic. This sounds like something out of a Martin Lawrence movie. Or maybe Martin Lawrence's real life, I should say. Welfare check. Chillicothe Road. Police received multiple calls at 3:44 p.m. April 23rd. That's just 4 days before the lawn incident we discussed earlier. About a man wearing a hospital wristband and flip-flops running in and out of traffic. He was gone when police arrived, which begs the question, did it even happen? We don't know.
Yeah. Michael Myers is on loose.
Like the guy from the Halloween movies?
Yeah.
Or the star of the Wayne's World franchise?
The Halloween movies.
Oh, yeah. Because is that what happens? He gets out of the hospital and then he's like, I'm...
Well, he gets out of a mental institution. But he's like in a hospital gown at first.
Oh, yeah. And then
until he gets a jumpsuit.
Then he goes killing all those people. Is it true the mask for Michael Myers, the murderer, not the comedian, is William Shatner, and it's just spray painted white?
Yeah, they just took a William Shatner mask and painted it. You can kind of tell, like, you can find what the original mask looked like, and, like, you know, it's got eyebrows and stuff, but it's clearly the same mask.
It's clearly Shatner.
Yeah.
Does Shatner get any, like, kickback for that?
I doubt it. I'm sure, you know, Paramount or whatever owns the rights to his to Captain Kirk's likeness, so I doubt he gets anything.
Do they also run the Halloween franchise?
I think it's Universal.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
Interesting. All right. These are our questions.
But, so this guy was just, they didn't find him. He was just running around.
Yeah, running around Bainbridge Township, which if you're, you know, it's a sort of a pastoral area, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to run around in a hospital gown. Oh, well, I just added the gown in my brain. He was wearing a hospital wristband and flip-flops.
Oh.
Didn't say he was in the gown. I don't know why I just instantly pictured it that
way. Yeah, I assume that too.
What does that say about me? I don't know. You just sent me a picture, it looks like. Oh, there it is. It checks out.
Yeah, that's the original William Shatner mask.
Yeah, I totally see it.
And they just painted over the eyebrows, see?
How do they know? Like, how did someone go like, hey, wait a minute, that's William Shatner?
I think John Carpenter was just open about, like, where he got the mask from.
Yeah, he's just like, just so you know. Just so you know. That's wild.
But yeah, they just painted over the eyebrows like it's just, like, white. It's kind of like if you ever watch the old 60s Batman series, you can tell Cesar Romero, who played the Joker, he refused to shave off his mustache. So if you look closely, you can just see he just painted white over his mustache.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That seems like you would think someone would just be like, oh, I'm working on a TV show. I'll shave my mustache. I guess not. Power move. Well, God bless him. We still talk about him to this day. We should drive this bitch home.
Okay.
And before we...
Can we talk about History Fluffer?
What I wanted to say.
All right, cool.
Everyone, go listen to our other podcast, History Fluffer, also on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify and beyond. It is an incredible podcast, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's recorded live at QED Astoria.
Yeah, the most recent one just went up, and it's about your time in Motley Crue.
It was a wild time.
It was a really fun one. The good thing is that, so if you're on Patreon, if you're one of our Patreon members, you'll hear the full audio from that night. We happened to have a really obnoxious drunk couple in the crowd that night.
Yes.
And they were disruptive, and it's hilarious in its own way. So if you go on Patreon, you can hear all of that.
You're in for a real treat.
But on iTunes, you'll just hear, you won't even notice.
It'll be like they were killed.
Right.
But anyway, it's a great podcast. Everyone loves it. People can't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we think if you haven't listened to it yet, you'll be like those people I just mentioned. Also, please, if you're listening to this podcast or, History Fluffer, and you just want to help us keep gas in the tank, and the hot content coming, please consider subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/DaveHill. I've seen some Patreons where people are just like, I'm on Patreon, and they're not even doing anything, and they have more supporters.
It's odd. We have t-shirts, patches,
phone calls,
everything.
Maybe the problem's me. It's hard enough to blame myself.
Nah, it's not you.
I'm repellent. I'm disgusting. But yeah, please. If you like to support the arts and farts, patreon.com/DaveHill.
Yeah.
And we'll keep the slick content coming. If not, we might go into the smoothie business if we have to.
You know,
I got a lot of great smoothie ideas.
I'm considering anything at this point, so yeah.
But smoothies first and foremost.
Who doesn't like a good smoothie?
I like a nice smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else do we want to tell you? History Fluffer, Patreon. And of course, if I may be just shameless, beyond shameless. I of course say whatever I want. Please pre-order my book, Parking the Moose. It's out October 8th via Penguin Random House. And it's about my... quest to discover my Canadian roots, or rediscover, I can't remember. But it's an incredible book.
Yeah, I can't wait to read it.
Pre-order it now. You'll be glad you did.
And Witch Taint is coming up too.
Witch Taint, May 23rd at Mercury Lounge with Satanicide. And what other incredible things? Oh,
I got the night off that night. I'm excited.
Oh, you're going to need it. You're going to need the next week off after to recover. And then this Saturday, if you're in Los Angeles, I'll be at Zebulon May 11th. I'm a judge on Shred for Your Life, which is a guitar battle that is super fun and funny and wild and sexy and a good time. Nice. All of those things. I would go to it, like, even if I had nothing to do with it, I would go and be like, I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's my, you know, so if you're in LA, come, it's fun. It's a ridiculous event in the best of ways. And, other things will be addressed next week. Like what happened on game, what we heard happened. I heard a dragon got killed or something. I don't know.
I have no. I mean, I hear people talking about it all the time. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, we'll find out what happened. We'll speculate on it.
Maybe we should just watch the last episode.
mean like the one that's the very last one?
Yeah, and then we'll just talk about that. And...
Okay, I'm into it.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
For everything. Thank you, dear listener. Thank you, sweet Lucy. Mostly just lying around this episode.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next week, or hear you all next week, or be heard next week. Well, you see my point. And thanks to everyone listening on Fubar Radio. Good night.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.